going back to the original thing, Katie, if you're close.
Yeah, I'm on my last one.
Okay, perfect.
Did the Mormons tip well?
I actually wasn't in that section. It's more so I was running food, like I was helping out somebody else, and I watched them harass a table, and then somebody cleared off the table later and was like, does anyone want a Book of Mormon? It's like, yeah, sure, why not?
Oh, so they weren't actually eating there. They were just
walking along,
harassing customers?
The tip of Mormon.
We've had a mariachi band hang out outside of our pub.
That's cool.
Sweet.
You'd think so, but an hour and a half later...
Were they... No. What's the word for playing music for money on the street? There's a word for that.
Bustling?
Bustling. Were they bustling?
I think so. I mean, I think they were all maybe promoting, or maybe they were in Excelsior for a separate event and decided to just kind of take advantage, but... an hour and a half, 2 hours later, they finally left. It's like, God, I just didn't want to go outside anymore.
It's not a Mexican pub, people. It's an Irish pub.
It would have been hilarious if they were singing shanties, though. In, like, their sombreros and stuff. Super confusing.
I say no. But I was going to say, Adam had made
whiskey a... Whiskey in the jar, oh.
Tequila in the jar.
I was thinking about how, Adam, you said that you wanted to do, or at times it would be fun to do a technical, electronic-y podcast instead. And yeah. I mean, you know, I have toys, so maybe like recent toys purchased or newfound technology or something. I don't know. You know, a very...
That could be fun.
USA, first world country conversation.
Yeah, for the...
I just bought this useless thing that I'm going to get sick of in a week.
Do you think the podcast listenership will improve due to the government shutdown? With all the, home-ridden government employees?
Well, the web? Yeah, all the passport issuers and...
Astronauts.
And astronauts.
Do you want this back right now?
You know, I was actually going to go grab my keyboard and just kind of have that thing sitting up so I can see a timer but not have to deal with the timer. Because, I mean, I don't need my phone. I have that guy. Yeah. But you do want to choke up at this point so we can do a real deal mic check, as do you, Katie.
So I should put the headphones on?
It'd be good.
Yes.
Thanks for having me back in the show again, buddy.
No, of course.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show again.
Is that all you're going to need to drink?
Well, I mean, for the mic check. Are those still plugged in? Yes.
Yeah, they are. They're going on my face. I don't know. Left.
Those are giant headphones.
Uh-huh. Do I look cute?
You look adorable.
Thanks. Boyfriend.
You're welcome, girlfriend.
Lady gamer.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm sure I look like one.
But no, actually you look like an aviator.
Sort of do.
Yeah.
It's just like the new futuristic helmet despite the fact that it only covers right here, it's still safe for you.
Kind of.
Flip the, on the left side, there's a little microphone. No, on the headphones themselves.
The left.
On the left side.
Make an L with your hand.
Yeah, but we're on the left.
Right there. Oh, you just had it. You just had it. It's that thingy. Thing? Yep, it flips down.
Her headphones were so big and so noise-canceling that even the NSA couldn't listen in.
Do I use this microphone?
No.
No. But I just wanted to see you put it down because it looks silly.
And you'll take calls from our call center halfway through the show. Yeah.
Yep, as producer, that is my job. Is this microphone on?
Yes.
It okay.
Is this microphone on?
Are my headphones on, or do they need to be flipped on? Hey.
You actually need to be a bit closer.
Okay.
Like, just give, yeah.
I don't know how this works, Adam.
How's that?
I don't either, but mine, I can probably figure it out.
Hey.
There you go.
Hey.
That's better.
Oh, right. I got it. I just needed to play with the volume. Okay.
You can even bring the microphone in a little bit closer, just because we're low tone talkers. Cozy. So
okay,
and any volume is good volume.
Cool.
And Adam can adjust as well.
Talking, like, really
yeah,
high.
Try not to spittle on the.
Well, that's what it collects and just, you know.
That's what microphone is getting in the way of the other microphone.
And on top of that, it also, you know, the air is traveling through it, so it's like a humidifier for the room.
Okay. Right on. So did everyone have a good 4th of July? Last time I was here on the mic check, we were anticipating.
Okay.
Well, that you probably had a more exciting 4th than any of us then.
I made mini pies.
Considering where you work.
Well, it was busy, and then it just got deathly quiet, and I left right as traffic was starting to leave.
Oh, Jesus.
And like, the drunk people were flooding out of the commons, and they wanted another 2 or 3 drinks, and just it got swamped in there again, and I, like, punched out just at that moment, so it's like, ha, 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 good luck. Fuck you guys.
Mini pies. Those mini pies were amazing.
Oh yeah, and I got
Katie made mini pies.
Bake in the sun while
made mini pies.
Watching Emily go by after 50 minutes of a parade.
Were they fun sized?
They were. They were so fun sized that you could still have fun if you ate many of them, unlike most slices of pie.
Yeah, you couldn't eat that many whole pies.
Most slices, yeah. Most pies being pain sized.
Unless they were thrown in your face or in the face of your enemies. That is also fun.
Yes.
And that is really the only time when an entire pie would be better than a mini pie.
Actually, no, because mini pies could be thrown with much greater velocity and accuracy than a full-size pie.
You see, when I pie someone in the face, I don't want to throw it because I have no depth perception. So instead, I want to take the big thing. No, I literally don't. One of my eyes is nearsighted and the other one is farsighted.
Everything is like a flat scenery background to me.
And then when I put on my glasses, I'm like, what the fuck? It's like when I first saw HD television.
See, I don't have glasses, so I don't get that fun part.
You should try it. It's crazy. Yeah, I'll just bring mine next time and you can try them on. It really disturbs me. I think I like my world a little more flat. But anyway, back to the pies.
It's comforting after a while.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry,
I'm
but
familiar
that's
with
why
it.
You think my nose doesn't look big.
Probably. Do you want me to start wearing them more often? And staring at your nose?
No, that's why I like wearing sunglasses all the time, because it makes the world look more like HD television.
I was going to say, yeah, sunglass world is a little bit prettier than real world.
I think I'd enjoy this panoramic vista a little more if it were in high definition.
And a little kind of orange.
We could just mess with the colors a little bit and, yeah.
It's like wearing those yellow tint glasses on cloudy days, because it makes everything seem bright
all
and sunny.
Yellow.
I have not heard that song in a long time. That was just kind of a really random callback.
Yeah, I hear all kinds of songs that I don't care to listen to anymore at work.
Sorry.
It's true.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I have the same thing. And it's weird when country comes on in the Irish pub.
Mm-hmm.
That is rather strange.
Well, my store manager enjoys country music, so sometimes we have an entire day of country music, and I want to curl up and die.
If you think about it, American country music is actually fairly appropriate for an Irish pub. I mean, country music is essentially trad music, you know?
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, contemporary, garbagey country.
Well, it's
all sounds the same country.
Like, I'm okay with Johnny Cash country.
Yeah, I would not call Johnny Cash country,
and
though.
A car and barbecue sauce on my shirt.
Tractor sexy something.
My tractor is really sexy.
I dream about it at night.
Well, my woman is super pregnant for the 5th time beside me.
I have a dog.
His name is Bud.
The hit of the season. I have a dog.
I just got a dog. That. I'm a real country man now.
Well, I have 2 dogs.
This is very high
and
rolling.
Then
at least you don't work at Toby Keith's.
Oh my God, I've been in there once, and no thanks ever again.
I've never been. I've only heard the tales.
Yeah, internet date wanted to meet me there because her friends were there. I was like, fuck this
place. Keith's is very trad.
My hat is very bigger trad. Than my head.
And my penis.
Oh, dear.
Well, thank you for shooting straight on that one.
I would say all that Irish traditional music is not related to country, and that the folk bluegrass genre would be right? much
he loves me the way
more
I am.
related to traditional Irish music than country would.
Okay.
Country has taken such a mainstream turn to it that it's not really country anymore. It's just Nashville upchuck.
Nashville upchuck.
Well, you could say that about so many genres. It's just that which actually makes it onto the charts, as so it seems, is just so out of touch and generic.
Boiled down.
But realistically, you could go from any perspective. It's like, oh, you know, all rap sounds like this. After a while, all alt rock, all indie rock kind of gets like, yeah, it has its offshoots at this point, but you can hear something and it's like, oh, this sounds exactly like this because I've heard it before, because there is a limited number of ways that you can do things with certain instruments, so people will
all rap music
play comfortable.
Sounds like a hangover, and all country music sounds like some woman keying the side of a pickup truck, and all That's indie harsh. Music sounds like PBR.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say on that.
And all techno music sounds
Hater.
Like the rapid
I love
beating of the European heart.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I have some news, actually. This will probably be in the newspaper tomorrow. Ozma Ivanska of the Minnesota Orchestra has left.
Yep.
Shit.
Maybe it was in the papers today.
It was a lot
on
of Facebook posts.
NPR.
Right.
It's unfortunate. The musicians did finally decide that they enjoyed their Lexus, care more about their Lexus payments than music. But, oh well. Fuck it.
I wouldn't go that far.
Hey, were you at that dinner that they did at Orchestra Hall?
The fundraiser thing?
Maybe.
A bunch of people were there.
Not last week, maybe the week
before.
Yeah,
I was supposed to volunteer. Well, they kind of tricked me into volunteering for it, so I didn't go.
Oh.
Because I worked it last year, and they paid me, because I was technically, I was working it as an employee. Uh-huh. So this year, they emailed me. It's like, would you like to do the crash the ball again this year? And I was like, sure, that sounds great. And then I got an email the week of saying, thank you so much for volunteering. It means so much to us that you're donating your time and all this stuff. And I was like, what the fuck? I didn't want to donate my time. I thought you were going to pay me. So I had something else to do that night and didn't go out of my way to, make it.
Yeah.
Show me the money, bitches.
My chef.
I guess I'm no better than the musicians, huh?
Dude.
I'm gonna hit you a little, Jeff.
Stop bad-mouthing the musicians. They have worked their entire lives to
buy those Lexuses.
To get to the point where they're at.
Shut your face, Beckland.
Children. Hey, children.
I'm out of a job because of those musicians,
They're technically
out of a job right now,
too.
There goes my part-time minimum wage.
Things are tough all over, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we,
like NASA.
There are...
97% cut.
They're incredibly talented, and I think they deserve their money. And
but there is no money.
Exactly.
You can't deserve money that doesn't exist. Well, I guess maybe you
talk
can.
Talk to Congress about that one.
Yeah.
The
tens. Well,
whatever. They'll go elsewhere or something. Some of them will stay. We'll find a
We'll find a way.
New artistic director.
We'll always find a way.
We'll just go back to, many years of mediocrity. Yeah, we just...
But we just got the new facilities,
though. Fucked over our chance for the world-class orchestra that we had. We have a beautiful new foyer and building, yes.
That's all I've noticed. I've driven by a couple times, like, oh, hey, building. But I do not follow this because, like the government shutdown, it's... one of those things where I'm aware it's happening. It's most likely to happen on an unfortunately regular occasion at this point. And I usually just wait for the end result.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't follow it at all if I weren't directly affected by it.
True. Though, I mean, I guess...
There you have it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're all...
Sick, sad world.
There we go. I like that. I like to end on that.
Daria.
Yeah.
I missed that show so much.
It's available on a bunch of streaming sites.
Yeah. I should watch that again.
Pretty sure...
Quinn.
I never really got into that one.
It's a good one.
When I was a kid. Good. But maybe
my
I
favorite
would.
Is...
I always just thought it was stupid when I was a kid.
You're stupid. Not now, but then you were.
I might appreciate it now. But then I was much more interested in other shows.
For a then and now conversation, I realized today while watching Beetlejuice that when I was growing up, I hated Catherine O'Hara because she was the mom in Home Alone and was such a bad mom, rather than thinking, oh, she's an actress. It's like, I hate that lady. It's because she was in one movie where she was like not a good person-ish, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Though, of course, if I paid attention to the parts in the movie where she was in, then I'd know that she cared. But at the time, being a kid watching that movie about a kid being at home by himself, it's like, oh, that mom sucks. I hate her.
I remember going over to Shelley Gosen's house just to watch anything that was on Nickelodeon because I didn't have cable. And being able to watch Nickelodeon regardless of what was on, you know, made me feel like the, you know, white middle-class bourgeois person that I felt like I should be.
That's kind of how it was with Cartoon Network, but yeah, my grandparents had it at their house in North Dakota. And so that's how I got my doses of Johnny Bravo and Dexter's Laboratory and Cow and Chicken and all of those.
Powerpuff Girls.
And Powerpuff Girls, yes.
I think my guiltiest pleasure was Clarissa Explains It All.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Which is definitely
I watched that
a show.
I watched all
I'm
of
guessing
that.
Not, you know, marketed as much to a, you know, male audience than female audience, but
well, what was
fuck
his...
it, I thought she was hot.
That too, sure. Melissa and Joan Hart.
She had an alligator.
A really interesting personality.
I liked her friend
Probably.
Who had
Sam.
The ladder who
Sam.
Came up yep. to her window, and I'm like, thinking about that now.
Amazon Prime.
Sam.
Yeah, actually, I think it may have been BuzzFeed, if not some other similar news, you know.
He's using
very
quotation marks, everybody.
Very liberal quotes on that. News sites where they address the idea that for a period of time, it's like, oh... the latter shows intimacy, but not intimacy. But obviously, once they got into high school, then
they
it would get really
sex.
Weird.
Which show?
Clarissa explains it all.
I like
when
how...
When Sam had the ladder that went right up to her bedroom.
Right.
Kind of sketchy
went,
after a
yeah,
while.
Yeah, weren't they...
Hi, Sam.
Doing homework and stuff.
The
Amazon
guitar
Prime.
Riff.
Amazon Prime. It's available.
Awesome.
Always with the little guitar
Don't
riff.
You have to pay for that?
$72 per year. Not a bad library.
Oh, that's how that works.
Yeah, it's 72
is Space
per year.
Jam
you,
on there?
I never even clicked on it to see.
No.
It's on Hulu, isn't it?
You know what?
Hold on. Hate everything because I can't find Space Jam Same. Anywhere.
You know, I actually
So,
hate...
if anyone yeah, out well. There hasn't gotten an idea about what to get me for my birthday, the answer is Space Jam on DVD because I don't have a VHS player.
It is not on Amazon.
Who did the theme song for that film? That was an excellent theme song.
Everybody
There's gonna
get
be
up.
A jam. Take me to the Space Jam. Was it like Will Smith or something?
Come
no,
on and jam.
Was,
Jay-Z or come on and slam.
I mean, I know. I believe I heard
some other.
Was...
What are some other black rappers?
It was none of them. It was none of them.
It was a group thing. It was one of those groups that came and went kind of thing.
Okay. It was a good theme song.
Was it like
There's
the...
There's gonna be a jam.
St. Louis something?
Take me to the Space Jam.
Okay, now I'm looking that up.
Yeah, and I'm checking all the affiliate sites. It's not on Amazon Prime. It's not
Maybe
on
Maybe that
Hulu.
Should just be my ringtone. Maybe that would give me enough of a fix.
Weren't there Muppets in that movie?
No.
There
Space
was
Jam?
There was
or cartoons.
In the music video there was a puppet version of Chris Rock singing with Barry White for Basketball Jones
in Space Jam.
In Space Jam, a music video for that where cool. it was like almost a Crank Acres style puppet of Chris Rock as a basketball player singing with Barry White.
Yeah, and who'd think Michael Jordan is just a regular guy?
God, I love Michael Jordan.
See, I watched a trailer for that. I was like. I tried to picture that in now times, like
Family Man, content to chill at home with his peeps. and his lovely wife and his
children. I mean like a modern athlete.
When I was 4 years old, I told my entire family I was going to marry Michael Jordan.
It hasn't happened yet. You know what? There's one more thing to check.
I'm young-ish.
He owns a restaurant in his namesake.
If you really are, I won't get in the way.
It's true love. Thank you for understanding and not pulling a Prince Humperdinck on me.
Nah.
If he comes Space for Jam you, theme. He loves you, but otherwise you should
Squad
marry
intro.
Me. I will send the fastest ships in all the kingdom.
Okay, so I at least
Michael
found...
Jordan.
Comments?
The whole central, you know, conflict of the film was that Michael Jordan didn't really know how to interact with the cartoons appropriately. I feel like Adam would do a much better job.
Look at him advocating for you, Adam.
With the tunes, you know, better.
I haven't ever seen any of Adam's basketball skills, so I'm not
Are you a Mormon, Adam?
Are you?
I'm not a Mormon, so I'm
you,
not
I
amazing
see you've got
at
a Mormon
basketball.
Bible, so I assume that you're
That's
excellent at basketball.
Dan's.
Oh, okay.
What's mine?
But what if Bible. I made oh, yeah. a jersey of Mormon to wear?
Mormon Bible pleather yeah. basketball yeah. jersey? You would be a god.
What about basketball shoes of Mormon?
Yeah, Whoa. The soles. You know, souls.
Soul of Mormon.
Something,
shoes.
Some joke with that about souls and souls made out of the Book of Mormon. Yeah, you guys figure it out.
There's gonna be a jam.
Oh, yeah.
Keep
I think,
trying to play it.
Yeah, I think
it was by
welcome to the jam.
Quad City DJs.
Oh, okay.
Is what it, what the. Yeah.
Wave your hands in the air That's it. If it feels right.
Is was everything
that,
sounding
was that
good?
On Jock Jams?
We should probably.
Yeah, we've been stalling for a while here.
This is
a run on mic check, that yeah. is
Excellent.
For sure.
I don't know. I found it entertaining.
Beverage for anyone as a refill or starter or what have you, if anyone.